Thank the Lord. I sure am grateful for His Word. His Word chastens, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I love the love in His Word. I thank the Lord for the wisdom in His Word. I thank the Lord for His Word that changes us from glory to glory. And I thank the Lord for His grace that causes us to be humble to receive the Word. We need to be humble to receive the Word of God. And I thank the Lord that by the grace of God, He's utilized me. And I thank God in utilizing the likes of me that you've humbled yourself to the Lord to receive things from me. And I mean that. And it's not from me, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And we know these things. But I pray that we can continue to be transformed. And that we never stop. And let's turn over to Psalm 86:15. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. And we'll just focus on the first part of that tonight. Lord, you're a God full of compassion. And I think how He's so full of compassion, His compassions, they fail not. And the compassion that He has over us, and I love how the Word of God, as we love that, I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace, I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy, and never forget, I'll have compassion upon whom I'll have compassion. Isn't it wonderful? And here we are. And He just pours it forth, doesn't He? Just a waterfall of all that love. It's amazing. It never stops. We try to hide from it, but it just keeps gushing forth. And it's mighty, but it's wonderful when we just look up and enjoy it and drink it in and grow in it and expand. But tonight, I want to think of that compassion as we move on over to Exodus chapter 2. And the story of Moses in the scene. When Pharaoh's daughter discovers him in the basket. And in Exodus chapter 2, we'll read in verse 5. It says, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. And brothers and sisters, she didn't just have compassion, but she had godly compassion. And it was only God that did this. And if you move on over to verse 10, this is how much compassion it was. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. Now that's compassion, isn't it? Wonderful. And God help us to be full of that compassion. There's so many expanding thoughts that God would put upon a heart as you read something like that. And we'll visit a few of them tonight. But where this struck me was, I heard a person recently say to another person that was having a very hard time with something, well, just deal with it. Boy, that really struck me. God forbid that would ever be in our hearts. I know we can get tired of things. I know that things can seem to repeat itself. But I am so thankful that the Lord never gets tired of me. Amen. And I thank God for His long suffering. And boy, am I thankful for His compassion. Praise be to God. Now, this is a powerful testimony. And let's put this in perspective. This woman here was an Egyptian. And at that time, she was part of the super race, if you will, of the world. All of the wealth, the prestige, and the beauty of what the world thought was all of those things. She had. And the Egyptians had enslaved the Israelites for 400 years. And here is not just any woman. This is the top of that. Of all of that prestige, she is the most prestigious. She's Pharaoh's daughter. And yet this one had compassion on this child. And you know who did it? It was God. The same God that if you'll ever have any compassion in your life, that will be the same compassion. Amen. That's how we love one another. Praise God. And we love one another in many different ways, but one of the wonderful ways we love one another is we're always compassionate to one another. Because lots of things happen. We all have different lives. We're all from different parts of everything. But we're in love with Him. And in love with Him, we're in love with one another. Amen. And the compassion of the Lord is working mightily in those that get it. Amen. Praise God. And get that it's most beautiful. Matter of fact, it's the most beautiful thing there ever is. And that's why the Lord is so ravished by the body, and especially the rib portion body, that their love is increasing more and more to one another. Praise the Lord. But the question is are we letting Him do this in us? And I mean, really, where are we with compassion one for another? Do we have the heart of Christ? That heart of Christ that was made known to the woman at the well. He knew everything about her, didn't He? And He knew everything about her past. Yes, He sure did, didn't He? And she was so thankful to go tell everybody, He told me everything I ever did. I love that. Now, I wouldn't be real joyous if I had to go home and tell everybody, oh, He told me everything I ever did. But it struck her so incredibly to the core and quickened her in such love, because there was such joy in her heart. Is this man told me everything that I ever did with love that I've never known. And you could just see how thankful and how relieved she was that He told her everything she ever did, knew everything about her, and yet, I love you. You think she went home free that day and clicking up her heels and, you know, everybody thought she was nuts, sure, but she got struck. She got struck with the love of God. So, how wonderful this is. But see, He showed her He cared. He showed her He knew. He showed her He understood. And think about what God allows us to know sometimes and to see, to understand, to perceive, to understand the plights of our brethren. And I pray by the grace of God for my life, for your life, that His compassions never fail in our life. We're going to talk about many things tonight about that, but I'm thankful to God. I'm with a company of saints tonight. I believe by the grace of God, isn't it wonderful to be spiritual when a brother is taken in her fault, to go and restore that brother? It's called compassion. Amen? And one of the things of compassion, but for the grace of God, there go I. And thank God for the compassion. That's the Lord's body. That's part of the body that is my body. You know, I don't resent my body, my natural body. Get kind of angry when things don't work. Why aren't you working right, right? No, you help it. We've talked about that many times. You tend to those parts that need tending to. I mean, isn't that why a lot of times you go see a doctor? You know, got something hurting in your arm, you don't go see the doctor about your leg that's doing so good. Doc, I just want you to see my leg that's doing so good, and yet here's my arm bleeding. No, doc, I don't want you to see my bleeding. I want you to see my leg. It's so healthy. Right? I want you to take care of the need. That's why we do that. But Jesus showed us, praise God, time and time again. Matter of fact, He enjoyed it. He gathered with those that were despised, lowly. He loved the publicans. He loved having those that were like the prostitute that would sit there and touch his feet, anoint them. And those just dirty, filthy, self-righteous, vile ones. Oh, if you knew, what don't I know? Oh, if you knew who she was, you wouldn't let her touch her. Honey, you go ahead and just touch me more. I know who you are. I know that heart. I know you love me. And you love my grace. You love my mercy. I want to love more like that. Amen. I appreciate our brother that's been coming back. I thank God for his tender heart. He's always praying for the downtrodden. And I thank the Lord. And they need to be prayed for. But we need to be praying, I'm telling you, for people to receive Jesus, no matter who they are. But I thank God for that. But do I have compassion for someone in what they went through or what they are going through? How they sincerely feel about something that I may have never experienced, that I don't know about. Lingering things that affect their lives because not everybody has gotten over it. Yeah. And we need to understand that. Yes, praise God, we're growing up. And what it is, brothers and sisters, is God, by his grace, Lord, utilize me in your love to be a salve, to bring a cold cup of water, to help. And brothers and sisters, I want to really, and we'll make note of this, I believe, a couple times. I'm not making an excuse for me or an excuse for you, because we're without excuse. We know this. But we have this all-powerful, victorious word, and the Lord wants us to live in it as full overcomers. But sometimes it takes time. Sometimes there is a lot of evil still haunting and a lot of evil still hurting, but will we have compassion, or am I just going to be a cold Christian and sit here and say, get over it? Amen? Because compassion, I really believe, can be right where the victory to overcoming begins. Now, when we have compassion, we stand and point to the word of God. It's not that I have compassion to enter in a sense, to something that's just going to continue to depress or bind someone in things where God has made us free. Amen. Right? But brothers and sisters, if we just ignore the pain of someone, ignore something that truly affects them, as if it shouldn't affect anybody, where's the compassion of the Lord? The Lord would have never dealt with anybody. Amen? And oftentimes, how many times does he have to deal with you about the same thing? Oh, no, but you were just supposed to get over it. Huh? Oh, thou of little faith. Little faith. Chicken little faith. Come on. Get out on that water. Walk. I can't believe Peter didn't just walk out there, huh, Alex? Chicken. Oh, God, help us not to be like that. Amen. Now, I want to be an encouragement and, by the grace of God, be one that would give that encouragement to point to the overcoming power of our Lord. Point to the grace of God. But as the Lord says, we need to be of heart to condescend to men of low estate. And that doesn't mean, in a sense, that that person is just lowly in life. It's at that moment in time, they're having a problem. They're down. Amen? And oftentimes, to pick up something. And if, you know, I could come over here and just pick up something and go like this, well, I'll hurt myself. Yeah. If I'm really going to pick up something, I got to get down with it to pick it up. And I believe that's when the Lord allows us to extend grace through us for one another. And I thank God. Sometimes those visuals help us a little bit. But I'd have to tell you this. I'm in awe of my brethren that battle through ugly stuff. It's tremendous to me. It's tremendous to me to see the body that I am privileged to be part of. The stunning joints of the body of Christ. I'm talking about my brethren that may have had abusive parents. I'm talking about my brethren that might have mental health issues that are going on with God. People say, I want to see miracles. Every one of us is a miracle in here. I'm an absolute miracle. Thank the Lord for these jewels that sparkle and emit something so unique and special, but all because of the light within, the treasure within, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What about brethren with dependency issues? I've known a brother for years, and I never realized that this brother had lost both of his parents by the time he was 17 years old, and they both passed away in very tragic events within 18 months of each other. And this brother had a lot of problems. This brother knows there were a lot of things that he would like different in his life, just like all of us. But how beautiful and how special it is for us to understand that and God to reveal that. Not that I was looking for it, but God revealed it as we were in fellowship. And I just sat there in awe. And the compassion that welled up in me, I was sorry, but yet the beauty of what God had done in this brother's life through such heartache and sorrow and tragedy. It was amazing. It was incredible. And I thank God that the Lord touched my heart. Son, even more compassion. How about ones that have lost a child, a spouse, ones that have maybe have had horrible relationships with their own children from divorces that have been very detrimental? How about our brothers and sisters that, which is all of us, that have made really bad decisions at times? Not only hurt my life, but hurt other people's lives. Do we have compassion on them? Or are we just looking at the end result of a lot of things that happened to lead up to that point? Not making excuses, but boy, I'm so thankful Jesus loves me. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to need compassion tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to need it tonight. Yeah. Well, let me tell you. These things affect people. And they do. And once again, it's not an excuse. But oh, what God can do through us when we have compassion. And compassion to sit and listen. Listen to one another. Compassion truly to hug someone. But most importantly, then the compassion to pray. To pray for you and to pray for that person. And pray without ceasing for victory. Amen. I thank in the Lord so richly for all of these things. But as I was counting my blessings, because these are my blessings, and I know that they're yours too, if we'll count them. But I was thankful for my brethren that lived victory through such vile racism. Oh, yes. I thank the Lord. And I praise God. I always have. I learned it in many different ways. One of our precious brethren, Brother Brown, present with the Lord. I remember when that sweet man came to work on my house and he was out there waiting in his truck. This man that was helping build my house was out there and I didn't know what was going on. And as I walked up, I could just see how vile this man was being to Brother Brown. Trying to be so disrespectful, vile, hurtful. And yet Brother Brown, I just was looking at a champion. The power of God. The love that was not going to deter what was going on with the testimony of Christ and the testimony of Christ to me. I've never known what it's like to be pulled over for the color of my skin. I've never known what it is like to be watched in a store because someone thinks I might do something. How about being resented because you're willing to work, because you want a better life, but maybe you're not from this country? Instead of thinking about the thing, think about the life. And how God might use my life to give that life or to help that life to receive eternal life. And then if that life is eternal life, to maybe use me to live life more abundantly. Amen? That comes from compassion at once. Did you know that? It does. It's true. And I know that the choir's out here tonight. Sunday night's usually always like that. But I'm sure I needed to hear it tonight too. But these are things that we can grow in too. Did you know that? Yeah. More fire in. More compassion. Praise God. Always will do good. But how about compassion for ones that, you know, we talk about a lot of different things. There was a time in my life I was pretty heavy. I'm getting back that way again. But when you're a heavy kid, it's hard. People that are large, people that are small, people that are unattractive. Compassion. I'm not talking about feeling sorry. I'm talking about that life, that soul. Now, do you think we can take a moment to maybe understand? And no, I couldn't put myself in somebody else's shoes. I've heard that expression. I would never want to insult anybody. Please don't insult me because you don't know either. But I'm going to tell you this. The one thing I can is I can listen to understand a little bit of what my brother's going through, my sister's going through. My brother's going through. My sister's going through. Yeah. Because you know one thing I've learned? what you're going through means something to you. You know that? It's serious. And you know it's serious to God because you know what? He's concerned with what concerns you. Now, he wants you to overcome all that. You know that. Praise God. But it's got to start somewhere, doesn't it? And it starts with a little talk, little conversation with the Lord. And I thank the Lord that we can be there to lift up weary hands and to get on our knees with feeble knees. Amen? Praise God. This is good stuff. But that's when abounding love can come in to your life for someone and enter in an anointing to their life. And you talk about fervent prayer and love taking over in your life. It can move mountains. It can move things that you never thought that could be moved. It can make breakthroughs in faith. That truly, if he be for me, who could be against me? Compassion can be the inroad to helping a life realize the real value and the real self-worth and the real beauty of anybody's life. And that's seeing yourself in Christ. Seeing how uniquely valuable, just as you are, to God. That every bit of your self-worth, your self-value, your purpose, every fiber of you, praise God, is priceless. So priceless, God gave his only begotten Son to be beaten, spit upon, torn of flesh for you. You are the only one, and you've heard that expression, but it's a true expression. If it was you, he would have done it for you. And he did do it for you. It's that personal that he did it for you. And then the best part of all, as that woman said, he knew everything I ever did. And yet I got a love in here that's exploding. And you got to go know him too, because he knows everything you ever did. And he loves you like you can't imagine. Isn't that something? Yes. Praise God. Now, I'll tell you what. That's where we got to see the beauty, is how beautiful we are to him. Amen. That is the only eye of the beholder that counts. It is. That is it. And that's why it's so important to see with enlightened eyes of understanding. And those are his eyes. He has to give you that. And he's right there to give it to you if you'll see it. But that's seen with his eyes. That's not something somehow that's you, that's Christ in you. That's seen in that wonderful power. Because, see, if we think that somehow my acceptance, anybody here tonight, anybody that would listen to this, that somehow my acceptance in this world, or that the world receives me and thinks that I am beautiful, that that is something that's going to bring me happiness. It doesn't. I could make the list of lists for you. I was thinking about all of the ones that have been the famous ones in this life. You could go from the smartest to the what man thought was the most beautiful. And how many of those lives have taken their lives? It doesn't satisfy. I just think, you know, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but the likes of a Marilyn Monroe, ask her how happy she was to be so adored and thought so immensely perfect and beautifully physically. Or ones that have such talent that you admire, such as a Robin Williams. But that didn't satisfy him. These musicians that we read about all the time that are talented beyond, that entertain, and people would give anything to be around and to be with, and would they, you know, but yet it doesn't satisfy. And yet here we are oftentimes to think, well, if the world would just accept me or this person would, you're never going to find your satisfaction and happiness in man. It'll never be that way. And see, I want to seek out him and his lovely and his eyes. And the beautiful thing about that, he's put that in vessels that want to receive that. See, I know you love me genuinely. I trust you with everything. Christ in you. That love of Christ in you. Oh, there's people with lots of different things, and you know, I've got this and I've got that. No, I mean this sincerely. Ones that love me with the perfect love of God. There's a confidence. Not in man. Want to make sure of that. You understand that. But I know I'm perfectly loved. I'm not worried about making a mistake around you. Shoot, I come up here every Sunday and there's a mistake now. I'm not going to walk on eggshells with you. I'm not going to do that. We love one another. And if something's hurting me, I want to tell you. Something's hurting you, I want you to tell me. Gave a sermon a few weeks back. I know that was hard for some folks. People say, oh, it must have been hard for you to give. You know what? It wasn't. I've had sermons that were very hard for me to give. That wasn't. Because it had to come. Had to come for me and had to come for you. And where are we in this love? Like I say, are we perched just waiting for someone? That's not love. Am I perched looking at you like the world's been jamming into my head? Saying, this is how you are. I'm just going to see if you're not like that. I just, you know, it's not that I think you are, but I just want to make sure you're not. What is that? What is that? That's the enemy. That is the enemy. You don't have anything to prove to me. You don't. I believe you love me. And we love. Praise God. Amen? And that's this love we're talking about here tonight. Now, we'll wrap this up, but I like it. And we could go on. But brothers and sisters, if we really want to draw from that well, we always talk about the well, the well, the well, the well. Think about what's at that well. There was a heart of the fullness of God that was there. Matter of fact, the very heart of God. Amen. And there was compassion all over the place. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. And I know you have compassion for me. I do not want you feeling sorry for me. Nope. And I know you don't want me to feel sorry for you. And I won't. How could we feel sorry for one another when we got it all? Amen, John? Praise God, son. Are we getting this? I believe we are. Yeah. I thank the Lord. Do we see one another in Christ? I believe we're seeing one another more and more. I mean, I'm seeing more and more the day when we begin with him by the grace of God meeting in the air. We've talked about it a long time, haven't we? Rejoiced about it. But do you have the vision of it? All those hardships that we're going through, oh, but that's because we're meeting him in the air. See, without those hardships and without that separation, without you talk about it, getting it from all sides. Love it, brother. Without all that, we wouldn't be meeting in the air. That diamond's perfectly cut. Every one of us are going to get it from all sides. Oh, yes. Now, here it is. There are a lot of realities in life, but they're really not realities. These are the realities. And the realities of the glory of God are here, and they walk amongst us. And it's just like the Word of God. The realities as we trust the Lord, the epistles that are read of men. Living, walking. But how are they the epistles read of men? Because the Word of God has been written in them. Amen. They've been tried in these things. The Word of the Lord has come in so mightily in volumes of authoring and finishing faith. Depth. Incredible. Look out and see. Take a moment. Sometime after a service. Come over here. Go ahead, you can stand up on that wood. Just don't fall down. And just look. Look at his vessels. See what's going on. Oh, yes. And I thank God. The love of God should increase the more and more. Amen. It never maxes out. I have so thanked the Lord, especially as I've become aware of the grace and mercy of God to us to hear this truth over all these years. But then to see the love of God even growing more and more. Yes. Ones that are coming in and out of here that there was a time you couldn't handle that, and you couldn't. Again, it's not that you're condoning anything of this world, but it's loving that life. Amen. Amen. And embracing it just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. That you didn't want just one life to ever get away. There's a lot of things that start out rough. Matter of fact, every single one of us. Amen? Yeah. And it takes time to be polished. And it takes time to receive those things. And I appreciate your patience with me. But I want to grow up. And I won't grow up unless I continue to want to grow up. Yeah. If you ever think you're growing up, you probably stopped growing up. Isn't that truth? I think that's part of the young girl heart, isn't it? Yeah. So, compassion is what Jesus was and is full of. He sees the suffering, and what does he do? He moves in with comfort. He didn't see the suffering and condemn it. He didn't see the suffering and say, get over it. He came in with comfort. Whether the woman that was caught in adultery, whether it was the woman who had lost the child, whether it was the prodigal son. The bounty of the power of Christ when we let him fill us full of compassion one for another, just as we read tonight of Pharaoh's daughter, to look upon one another and be filled with the love of Christ. Because that is the only compassion there is. It's just the love of Christ. Loving the truth for someone. Loving the truth in someone. Amen? And understanding too. When people get unruly with that, it's tough. It's hard. I told you. We get hurt time and time again. I believe there's some diamonds cutting on diamonds in here. I get it. But I don't want to just be cutting on you either. I'm hoping that the Lord can use me for some polishing as well. Amen. Sure love you. And I pray in Jesus' name that we receive these things. Because I want to grow up fully. I don't want to be stuck in Jesse's ways at all. And that wisdom, he's been made it to me. But I know I need him to grow up into me in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.